Weiter in Shas. We are in Daf Gimel, picking it up on Bezim Abez by the bottom of the page, fourth to last line. Last word is Shane's. On the top of the page of Bezim Abez, we had mentioned a statement that is a braisa, that Gimel Avos Namru Bashor. There are three different Avos that are said about Shor. And that was Karen, Shane, and Regel. We went through Karen. We're now going to jump into Shane and Regel. Now, another thing that we had said is where Papa had mentioned that there are some things that the Avos, they told us are like the Avos, and something that they're not like the Avos. And we, after going through the concept of Karen, right? We said Gimel Avos was said by Shor, and Karen, we saw, well, clearly that can't be the one that the tolls are not like the Avos. Now we move on to Shane and Regel. We're going to see it's not going to be like them either, and we're going to come on to something else, but let's take a look. Says the Gemara, bottom of the page, base of my base, here we go. Shane, Veregel Hechiksevi. Where do they write this concept? Where are they written that these are, that they're Avos written in the Torah? The Tanya will learn Tena Braisa, Vashilach, Vashilach. The Potsuk says, Kiyavir Ish Sade Okerim, Vashilach is Beiro, Beir Besteach. If a man will lead an animal to a field or a vineyard, and he sends forth his animal, and it consumes in the field of another. And Vashilach Zeha Regel, say that is called Regel. It's sent down, and it goes, and it's messed up. V'cheinu Omer, similarly, it says another pasuk, Meshalche Regel Ashor V'hachamor, that send forth the Regel Ashor, the foot of the ox and of the donkey. Now there's a pasuk which is talking about how much crops are going to be. A pasuk in Yeshaya is going to be by those who give tzedakah. And it's going to be so much that the oxen that are sent forth to go thresh the grain and the donkeys are going to go carrying it out. And use this lashon of sending. It's talking about like with the foot, which therefore we see v'shilach is talking about the idea of regel. Ubier, when it says the pasuk ubier, and it's going to consume zu hashein. That's talking about chain. V'chein omer, and similarly it says kasher yivair. Beep, turn the page. Gumalav hagalal atumo, as a tooth consumes until the end. Says Rashi. That is at Hainu Shane, a girl is a tooth. Shepa'amim Megula, pa'amim Mechusa. Sometimes the mouth is open, sometimes closed. Uksibe Yevair, and it says that it's consumed. Amar Mar Vashilach Zu Regel V'Cheinu Amim Mishalchei Regel Ashor V'Chamor. Right, so we brought both over there. Now, time of the Kosev Rechman and Mishalchei Regel Ashor V'Chamor. Do you mean to tell? It seems to be showing that the reason why we explained the pasuk of Vashilach to mean Regel is because it says Mishalche Regel. This is Vashilach. And another place says Mishalche Regel Ashor V'Chamor. If not for that pasuk saying Mishalche Regel Ashor V'Chamor, do you mean to tell me that we wouldn't have known that it means the concept when it says of Vashilach, we wouldn't know that it means Regel? Says the Gemara, Halavach Yevnatza B'may Mukmasla. How exactly would you have explained Vashilach? E Karen, if you want to say, well, maybe Vashilach means Karen, but Ksev, we already have a pasuk that it says it already, right? We learned that out on yesterday. E Shane, Ksev, and you want to say Shane, so we have a pasuk which says already by Shane as well. So therefore, there's no reason other, there's no thing it could be other than Regel. So why do I need the pasuk to say Vashilach? Mishalchei Regel Ashor V'Chamor. What's it necessary to have? Says, so, no. Itzrech, you need it, right? Kasalka died the chamin. I would have thought Ida v'Ida Shane. I would have think that both this pasuk, both pasukim are talking about Shane, not Regel. V'had mechalya kanya, and we'd say akarna that one pasuk which says en ubir consumes is talking about if it's done in a way that it destroys it entirely, that it's totally consumed. When he says, and he sends forth, Vashilach is sending forth, is talking about when he doesn't eat entirely. Kamash Milan, therefore, no, it's coming to tell you that, and he sends forth, it's talking about Regel and not Shane. Says Gemara, okay, Vahashadokimna Regel, fine, once you're saying it's Regel, Shane de la Mechaya Karna Minolan. Taka, where do you know this fact that Shane, that it's not completely destroying something, that it's, where do we learn that at? That's still going to be chayiv. Says Gemara, do me the regel. It's in the same pasuk, so it's similar to regel. My regel lo shnal mechalya karna lo shnal mechalya karna. Doesn't make a difference either way. You're still going to be chayiv. Says Rashi, the halok siv be ubir. It doesn't have the word ubir over there by the word by regel. So therefore, I've seen also seen as well. Does it make a difference either way? It's going to be that it is chayev. Amar mar ubier. We said ubier means that it consumes zua shein. It's talking about shein. V'chinu amar simon. It says kasher yivara golol atumo, as a tooth consumes until the end. The time of the kuzach manah kasher yivara golol atumo. Because it says that, therefore we know the word ubier means that it means consumed. And what v'halav hachimayu kimnala. If you hadn't had that second pasuk, what would you have established that? E Karen, Xavier, you have a pasuk for it. E Regel, Xavier, you have a pasuk for it also. So what do you need it for? It's going not itzrech. You really need it. Because I would have thought Edevi De Regel. I would think that both of these, when it says Vishilach, and when it says Ubiyah, it's talking about Regel. Ha Dazam Amela. And we thought that the one is talking about when it goes on its own. And Ha Dazalach Shulcha, and the other one is talking about when you actually send it. Kamash Malan, therefore it's coming to tell you that it's coming, it's talking about chain, and it's not talking about regel. Talk to the Gemara, Vahasha do get a chain, now he's saying a chain. Regel da asa mamela minon. Where taka do we learn that a regel mamela? That is, if it goes on its own, you didn't send it out, you're going to be chayev. Do me the chain, it's going to be similar to chain. Machin lo shta shalcha shlucha lo shal da asa mamela. Does it make a difference if a set of the shacher went on its own? Af regel lo shta shalcha shlucha lo shal da mamela. Both of them are going to be chayev. A frek the Gemara, very nice. But hold on 1 second. Hold on one second. We're bringing over here that to learn at Regel and Shane, we need to psukim. V'lifter rachmano v'shilach, let it just say v'shilach. Below bayu beer, you don't need the pasuk beer. The masha regel umash meshein, because it could be masha either one of them b'shilach, and therefore we can learn out both from there. Masha says the Gemara, how so? Mashma regel d'chsev, it's masha regel because it says mishalchi regel ashor v'chamor. So he says v'shilach, and we have a pasuk mishalchi regel ashor v'chamor. Umash meshein d'chsev v'shein behemos ashalach bam. So the word shalach is the root for both of them, and therefore when it says v'shilach and he sends out, that should be enough, and you don't have to have the word ubi. So the Gemara Lav Kar Yisera, if it hadn't had that extra word over there, Ubier, then we have ourselves the problems. Havamina Oha Oha. I would have thought either one of them, that this one pasuk Vishilach would be either talking about O Regel, the Hezekamot. So I was talking about Regel, which is a common hezek which is found. O Shane, the Ishanel Hezeko. Or it's talking about Shane, which is going to be Machmir, right? Either the first one, the Hezekah Matzah is Mecher, or Shane, the Yeshanel Hezeko. There's hana that the animal gets from damaging. So both of, there's going to be a chiyuv. However, to be mechayev both of them, we can learn that from there. Therefore, you have to go and write beer. Michti says, hold on, let's break it down. Shkul and hain. Shane and regal are both equal, meaning they have, both of them have an equal area of chumrah. Virvoshtem, therefore, both of them can be learned out from there. The heiminayu mafkas. Because which one of them would you actually be excluding from this? Meaning to say, it's fine, and therefore both of them would be learned out. So why do we need it? Says Gemara Itzrech, Eni Chinami. It's a good question, but we still do need the word Ubir. Why? Because I would have thought, if Shane and Regla, you learn out from the Shilach, I would say, Hani Yedich HaDeshach Shilach, it's only if it's actually Shilach sent it. Right, to go ruin his neighbor's field. Aval also mamela lo, but if it went on his own, then we wouldn't say such a thing. Kamash malan, therefore Beir comes to say there's going to be chayiv even if it comes on its own. Okay, now we got Shane, we got Regal. Now what about Tolda? Tolda the Shane Mayu, what is called the Tolda of Shane, of the tooth? Nischacha bakosala anasa. It would be like an animal rubs against the wall in order to itch itself. It's got a scratch over there. And then while doing that, the wall falls. Rach says vihipiloso. Otinef is Peros Lanaso, where he goes in the, we're going to see that now. So we have Nishakva Kosta Lanaso, rubs against the wall in order to scratch itself. Vitinfa Peros Lanasum, or it ruined and made all dirty fruits also for itself to rub against in order to itch a scratch. Now, it's doing this for Hana, therefore it's called Shane, because it's done for Hana. Says Gemara, a Maishna Shane. Now we're going back to our Papa's statement that some things of the Av and the Tolda are not the same. And we said it couldn't have been Karen. So we moved on to Shane. Let's try. It gets Hana when it's damaging. And it's Mamon. And this is property you have to be in, its guarding is upon you. By Shane also, it fulfills that as well. So therefore, there's no reason to make any distinction. And really, the Av and the Tolda should be the same. Ella, Idechinami, Tolda the Shane, Kishane. It is. V'chikamra, Papa, when he says that there could be a Tolda is different than the Av, that's a Tolda the Regel. It's talking about a Tolda of regel. Told the regel ma'i, but what's it told the regel? Hizika begufa and derech hilucha. We have a type when animals is damaging with the body while it's just walking. It's done something which is not bekavana. Rashi says kol hezek derech hiluch shlomo kavana. Have he told the regel that zika matzav in kamasazik? It's that hezek is found and it's not its kavana to go and do such a thing. Bisha'ara derech hilucha, or it's the hair while it's walking. What does that mean? They have some kli that gets caught up in the hair. That's just a nidbiku v'kelim, b'sayra v'garasim, shvarasim, it goes in and breaks it. B'shliv sha'ala, or it has some sort of pack that's on it, some sort of suitcase. B'prumdiyo v'shavapia, or the bit that's in its mouth, the thing that's used from the animal to control. B'zog shibit savara, or the bell that's on its neck. So we see these are also walking along the way normally, and it's a shchicha yazika. This is called Told of Regal. This is Gemara of Maishna Regal de Hezekin Matsu Mamun Chashuas Alecha. Haninami Ha Hezekin Matsu Mamun Chashuas Alecha. And therefore, the Avon told should be the same. Ella told of the Shane Karegal. Told of the Regal Karegal. Chigam Rapapa. What am I talking about? What is he doing? I told of the boar. And we just shifted over. Remember, Arba Avos Nezikin. Hashor Va Boar Mavir Beheve. So we say, Mavir. So, bottom line is shore and then bore. We tried shore and we went into Karen and Shane and Ragel. It was none of those. So Papa must be talking about something else. V'chikam Papa, I told of the bore. He's talking about a told of bore, of a pit. Told of the bore, Mayinu. Now, what exactly is a told of a bore? Ile ma'av yud v'told of tes. If we're going to say the av of bore is going to be, Rashi says, av asara, the bore amok yud tfachim hangu av de bekach dark lohamis. Because when it's 10 tfachim, then it makes sense that the derech of it to go into to dive falls. And ile ma'av is yud and told of is tes. Low test ksivi, low yud ksivi. It doesn't say either one of them. Therefore, both of them should be considered an av. No reason to think differently. So it's going to holokasha. V'ames yellow amarachmana. When the Torah talks about an animal falls into a pit, it says, and the animal will be his, which means to say it's talking about an actual boar that's going to kill. Bekim l'rabbanan yud avdan misa. The Rabbanan established that 10 tvachim will kill, and tes. Nizikin avdi misal avdi. It will be mazikin, but it's not actually going to kill the animal. So for the Torah, it's talking about a bar at 10 tefach dvip, and only that one is considered like an av. Frankly, Umara, so at the end of the day, ze'av l'misa v'ze'av l'nizakin. The 10 tefach one is a av in reference to misa that will die. Another one is av in reference to the fact that it's going to get injured. That is, so says Gemara, okay, inachinami, ella, avno sakino maso shenicha mishus haravim v'ezekin. It's talking about when it says a tolda a bar, it's talking about what? Not like we just tried to say over here, and that is that what's the tolda of a bar is 10 and 9, but rather avno v'sakino maso shenicha mishus haravim, that is if a person has a stone or a knife or his package that he puts in the mishus haravim and they go and they damage someone. So Rashi says, let's say a person is walking, it's tripping people up. Says the Gemara, now, hey chidami, what exactly is the case? O da'afkarinu, e da'afkarinu, if you're saying that he made these things, hefkar, Rashi says, hefkarin v'nastan, v'shus rabim, they're mafkin, put him v'shus rabim, bein l'rabim, bein l'shmul, haynu bar. That is a case of bar. Therefore, it should be the same din. It should be the same thing as a boar as well. And it should be the same din. Says the Gemara, beep, turn the page. Gimel Amud Beis. Read the love Korean. We're talking about where he wasn't mafkir this stuff. Ela Shmuel Damar Kulam Biboru Lamadnu. And according to Shmuel, says that we learn out Chiyav, you know, of Mazikin. Says Rashi that Likahosam Hamandiach Sakad, the Khachas Mabes, Kol Takala Borhu. Any type of takala is a bor. Vafagav de Lohifkir Hanyu Bor, even if you are a mafkir, it's still considered bor. So Elish Modamar Kulami Bor Lamad, we can learn it all from Bor. Hainu Bor. In this case, it's also gonna be like bor. In this case, it should be the same thing Campbell where Papa's talking about. Vila Rav Damar Kula Mishar Lamadnu. And if you want to say that we're going according to Rav, who says that we learn out the chiyuv from Azikin from shore, right? Because since it's a person's property and they're considered like a shore, like we said, Hainu Shor, then therefore this is going to be Shor. So now, you want to say that they're different one from the next day, Av and the Tolda, but Maishma Bor, Shekin Tchilas Asiyazu Lenezek, Umamon Choshmios Olecha. The whole beginning of it is for Nezek and the Shmir and the moment is on you. Hani Naim Tchilas Asiyazu Lenezek, Umamon Choshmios Olecha. This also has that same quality as well. Rashi Tchilaso Mashinasu Bor, Dehainu, Kishuncha Lesham, Hayu Umdim Lenezek. So therefore, there should be no different than the Av and the Tolda. Should be the same. Says Gemara, Ella, what are we talking about here? Tolda de Bor Kibor, in a chinami. Chigam Rapapa Tolda de Mave. He's talking about the Tolda of Mave. Maini. What are the Toldas of Mave? Ish l'shmuel da amr Mave Zushain. If we want to say that the Mishnah is going according to Shmuel, who says the Mave is talking about Shane. Rashi says, Plukta de Shmuel, Virav. With Mave soon. So now, what when we're talking about here, let's say the difference between an Av and a Tolda is talking about the case of Mave. Now we have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So we say, Ilish Shmuel Damer Mave Zushain, Ho Kim the Tolda the Shane Kishain. Right? We already said it. The Republic here, we're talking about Av and a Tolda of Mava, that's not the same, because Hol Kimna told her the Shein Kishein, we learned out that it's just like itself. Ila Rav Dama Mava is that Adam, if you want to explain according to Rav, who says that Mava is talking about man, meaning a person who's Mazik, can't be. Why? Because my Avos and my Toldos this way. What Avos and Toldos are there when it comes to a person? Chitim Av Neir Tolda Yachin. Like a man is an Av. Zeo, what Tolda is there? And if you want to say Av is when he's awake and a Tolda is when he's sleeping, Rashi says Adam Neir Hainu Av, that's considered Av. V'hotinan, but we learned in the Mishnah later on, Chavbez Amanali, Chavav, sorry. Hotan Adam Muad Le'olam, Beit Arba Yashim, a person is considered a Muad. Well, always, whether he's awake or he's sleeping. Rashi says, Ad Er V'yashin B'shili Perek Beis. He's going to be Chayef. Never give it Adam, because how does that make sense? Ella Akicho V'neo. What it's talking about is a person's spit or his mucus. Rashi says, Ella told us to Av Hanukicho V'neo. Kicho Reka Pets, a spit. Neo Lichas Achotam. It's, you know, you got to blow your nose over there. Hechidami, what is the case we're talking about? How was this fit over here? Iba hadi da azli kamazki kocho hava. If this thing, the saliva, the spit over here, and the mucus, iba hadi da azli kamazki kocho hava. If while it's still moving, then it's considered kocho, is actual force. One step back, pardon me. That is heichidami igba hadi dekazli kamaski. If this saliva etc. damaged while moving, then they're considered kocho. Rashi explains what that means is that shenafal l'shirayim v'tan v'tanfua, I fell into silk and ruined it. Osha l'tocha mashkev and the muscle became drink and became disgusting. Kochahu v'ainu adam gufa v'chayev. That's called kocho's power, his bite, and it's like a person in adam and for his chayev. Ibas the night, if you want to talk about what happened after it already came to rested, it fell down. Rashi says achenocha reik la'aretz hezegos shochak adam. A person goes and slips on it like the banana people style. Bein l'rabbi l'shmuel and a bar. According to both of them, this is called bar. Rashi says the havade takala. This is considered something with this hefker, therefore it's going to be impacting. So now, so it says, okay, Enchanami, he's not talking about Mave. Ella told her the Mave Kimave, that is like, if he comes with Papa, I told her the Eish. What he's talking about is a Tolda of Eish. So we went to the last one of Hever, which is Eish. Tolda of Eish, mind you, what exactly is a Tolda of Eish? What does that mean? Elema Abino. You put all these things, either a stone or a knife or some sort of masa, a package, which he goes and puts on the roof. And it fell down with a ruach mitsuya. As she says, the Iba ruach she'ena mitsuya, have onus. That's called onus. The loma chayef. But ruach mitsuya, have a told the deish. Shari eish nami ruach malicha. Even eish, the wind goes and moves it. Echidami, that's where it's going to be different than Avodah Zarah. What are we talking about? Ibahadi, the cause of Kamazik, while it was moving it, damaged, kind of Ish. That's considered Ish itself. That's not a Tola. Maishna Ish, the Koach Acher, Me'orav, Behan, Mamotcha, Vishmosa, Olecha. Now by Ish, you have Koach Acher, something else that's involved, another Koach. In this case, it means the Ruach, it means the wind that's there. Rashi says, Vahavile, Suke, Adaite. And the koach achem over behem rechav shechad b'shvus alecha, and hani nami kocho achem urav behem. There's another koach urav mumcha shmas alecha. Also, with the told us also, it should have the same thing as well. So there's no reason to make a distinction there. Says Gemara in a chinami ella told the eish keish. He says a told of a fire is like a fire. Chikam rapapa rapapa is that's taka not the difference. It's going to be the same. Chikam rapapa, you can have a told of an av that are different. A told of the regel. It's talking about a told of regel. Regel. Frankly, a regel. Ho kim the told of the regel. Regel. We already established today that the av of the told are going to be the same. What are you talking about? Says Gemara. Bechatzi nezek tsroros. Rav Papa's statement of an Avodah Zarah being different is going in a very unusual case within Regel. Bechatzi nezek, he's talking about half damages that come from tsroros. What are tsroros? Tsroros are little rocks, aka pebbles. Rashi says, Shahoysa malechas v'tiza tsroros. The animal's walking, and boom, rocks shoot it from under his foot when it steps on it. Raglav v'shivos kalim and breaks kalim. The Kaimalan that we learn, behold, the Hilchus of Gemir Allah, the Moshe Misinai, the Mamon, it was called Mamon, v'lo kenas. V'alfagav depalga nezek shal negicha v'kenas, k'dabina l'kaman, ha'ipaganiska Mamon, it was called money. V'hilchach lo told the kentako the tel of karenu, eitzel the regal, the mikach regal who, dasu, a karegal, La vidregel mishal nezek shalim pinedar papa. So we say it like this: the bechatzi nezek tsroros, the hilchas of gemira law. This is a halacha la Moshe misinai that you only pay chatzi nezek like in this particular case. So this tolda of regel is not compared to the regular case of regel that you'd pay nezek shalim. And that's what Papa's talking about. First Gemara, if I might call it a Tolda Deregel, why is it called Tolda Deregel? Rashi says, why? It's not paying like it. It makes more sense that it's a total of Karen that, because it pays Chetzi like Karen, but it doesn't make sense. Why are you calling that? Says Gemara, Leshalim min ha'aliyah. It's considered regular to say you have to pay from the aliyah, which means the best stuff that you have. For the other kind of stuff, the other momo that you have anywhere, you got to pay from, what do you call it? Aliyah, even the best stuff. This is a Gemara. That's the reason why it's calling that L'shalim and aliyah, you got to pay for the top stuff. Frank Gemara, V'homi ba'i ba'i rava. What do you mean that Sororos... You said that the case of Tsroros was called Regel because of that. The homie boy Rover was asking, the boy Rover, you wanted to know, Chasi Nezek Tsroros, Migufa Mishalim, Omen Aliyah Mishalim. That is this type of thing, the Chasi Nezek, half damages that someone has to pay for when his animal does with Tsroros. Migufa Mishalim, does he pay from the animal, only from the animal itself, or Min Aliyah Mishalim, he pays even from the aliyah, meaning the best stuff that he has over here, from other stuff that he has, which goes above that animal. Right? He wasn't clear what the din was exactly. So how could we say that this is where we learn out Sroros from Regel? And for the Gemara, L'Rava mi boile. Yeah, right. It's like a kasha for Rava. Rapapa pshitle, gunda papa. It was pashat. It's got to be from other stuff. So Papa was saying that the case of Sroros is a tolda of Regel. L'Rava, in fact, number L'Rava the Mibayilei, there's actually a kasha from my Carly Tolda the Regel. Why is Sroros called the Tolda of that? Carly Tolda the Regel. Why is it called the Tolda of Regel? And for the Gemara, brilliantly, Lepoter B'Sushar Rabim, The potter in Eretz Yisrael, it says, ki regal, says Rashi. The regal in a chayav, it's telling him, nichnes as rishos. The nizak only goes into his rishos, for the zekal, siva b'shilach as biro, ubir b'sada acher, man, which is a nizak. But if he does it in a public area, the poacher is going to potter you from having to pay, and that's why he puts that category. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.